Well, hello there.
Well, Jay, B is for bringing. U is for unity. C is for communities.
What?
C is for commerce. I is for initiative.
I remember why I got rid of this mascot. It was so corporate. It's probably not Bucci this time. Ah. He's gone for good. Whoa! Quick. Slice, slice.
Hernia status is
big. More kissing sounds. Oh, less kissing sounds. Well, too late for that one. And that's the sound I made. There's an empty chair next to Bucci, and I want to fill it with a mascot as long as it's not too sweaty.
Lichen. Are you familiar with Lichen? Lichen. It's a fantastic mascot. Lichen survives. It thrives.
I like cheese too, but what does it have to do with the show?
I don't know. I just figured out it was the cheese. Bucci, I'm the block of cheese. I'm coming to get my $10.
So I owe the block of cheese money as well?
Yes.
It's a person rolled in a carpet.
That's the idea.
With googly mm-hmm. eyes. Okay.
Yes, that is definitely not sex. It's distorted, and it doesn't quite look like you yet, but the bucket hat confirms that it is you.
Hi, it's Station Manager Kev. The Bucci Coochie!
All right, I gotta let you go.
And it rhymes!
I think it should be maybe a nice tone. Maybe a little jingle.
Time to start the show! Like that.
Well, maybe something a little better.
It's reflected into the brain of the person who's hearing it.
Oh, she needs to learn sequel.
Trying to make me learn sequel.
The fuck is that? Votes can be real? We can manufacture that!
We're panicking. So it's like the Hamburglar, except it loves gout instead of hamburgers.
I don't think that he loves it. I think it's just what he is.
Bucket hat with a black ball in the center, little eyes.
And, okay.
With an anatomically correct skull inside.
Because you have the misadventures. That's your tagline, right? Radio misadventures.
How about this? Sometimes the Bucci constellation can predict the future, like it'll take the shape of the future. You would look up at the sky the night before Bucci on Thursday night. You'd look up and see if it's going to be a good show.
Bucci.
You know the fan, the accused.
Billy Jam, what do you think my mascot should be?
I don't know.
Should it be you?
No.
And now, this week... on Bucci.
Running around, dancing around, pointing itself in all the different directions, huh. Pointing at its belly, rubbing its head.
Bucci. I don't think so.
It is. And talk, you are way too loud. Talk. Should be Shut Up. That should be the name of that band. When Bucci's talking, that is. Hey, yeah, like I said last week, it's Bucci. Let me get it started. Crack this big can of... Cranapple Peach Spray. It's the only... drink that is just a can of spray. You kick it out and it just sprays all at once. Right in you. So you kind of have to hold the can over your mouth, like kind of jam it in, then crack it open, which is what I just did. Pop. Hey everybody, really, 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 really good to be here. It's been a weird week. My washing machine blew up not once, but twice. Once right before I got here, so my condo is filling with soapy water. But you know, the plus side is that my apartment will be very clean when I get home. Can't wait. Hey, everybody out there in Friday land, this is going to be a pretty good show. Coming off a really hot show last week. Oh boy, was that. Which was the show we did last week was Pick the Bucci Mascot. Good reverb, Daddy. And that really got the phones going. We had a lot of submissions. A lot of people have a lot of opinions. Maybe too many opinions of what this mascot should be. The Bucci's, the show's mascot as we go forward. Over the cliff. It's a lot of, and then I got a lot of emails. Submissions as well after the fact. Listener Ed suggested a kind of a night theme, K-N-I-G-H-T. He said, what did he say? Sir Rancelot. Which, that's not right. That's, because I would not say that I rant. Rant is more of an emotional thing, impassioned, whereas when Bucci talks, his tone is calm and his eyes are dead. Sir improves a lot since last quarter would be better, would be more suitable for Bucci, because I've improved a lot since Q3. And other submissions, email submissions were... A gelatin-based mascot called Jelly, which was a kind of a simulacrum of Bucci, but in gelatin. So like a gelatin DJ, which sounds like a Doctor Who monster a little bit. And it would walk and wobble around. It had pineapple chunks in it. Not sure why. And it would smell like horse hooves, which... That's the good part of it. Other than that, I think a gelatin-based mascot would be too sexy, too jiggly. What other ones? But anyway, I thought there was a few others, but I think I narrowed it down to... Let's see, one, two. Yeah, I narrowed it down to three that were actually pitched on the air last week. The Bucci mascot. What's the friggin' mascot gonna be?
Go, Bucci.
Those three are...
To work.
First, there was a gouty foot called the Goutler, which was submitted by this guy, Keith, which is a foot cut off at the ankle, eyes, teeth, and no mouth. Bucci t-shirt on. But the shirt is like real stained because of all the shellfish and beer and all that stuff it eats and eating too much organ meat and such. All the things that cause gout. I mean, I tell you, there'd be so much gout in this friggin' thing that it would be bubbling out of the ankle hole, which is not a Bucci adage before you say anything. It would be, that gout would be spluttering everywhere. So it would be like,
Hey Bucci, he's so fine. He's so fine, he broke my mouth. Hey Bucci. Hey Bucci.
Something like that. Yeah. So that's fun. That would be what the Goutler kind of would be. That's just a voice. I had my uncle kind of knock together a couple of ideas about what these things would sound like. We haven't really established anything. Then a Kid Henry, suggested that a block of cheese be called the Boo Cheese would be a good one, and I like that because it's a punchy name. It would look good on a sticker. It would be mild cheddar, orange mild, M-C-O. mild cheddar orange. And I think that the idea was that it would feed Bucci during the show. So when I would get hungry, I'd take a little bite of him.
Go, Bucci, go! Stop, Bucci, stop!
But I'll never stop eating it.
Bucci, adage.
And then another caller, Alice, suggested not a physical mascot, but a constellation. Ooh, in the sky. And maybe it would be shaped like, maybe the constellation would be shaped like a bucket hat. Maybe it's shaped like track pants. I don't know. But it looks down on Bucci, guides him and the show, predicts if he's going to have a good show. So it would be, you know.
Hi, Bucci.
Oh, hi, constellation. Am I going to have a good show?
No.
You sure? It didn't answer. So anyway, those are kind of the top three that I'm thinking about. They all have pluses and minuses. The Gautler's gross. The cheese is not going to last long because I'm going to stay nibbling on that thing. I like the constellation thing, but it's very far away. It's sort of out of touch, this constellation. Those stars are so far away. They don't know about modern radio. I don't even know if they know about WFMU. They're just, right now, these stars are just right now picking up old radio plays. They think the shadow is still on. Fibber McGee and Molly. They're just tuning into Fibber McGee and Molly right now. So, I mean, I don't know how they're going to stay up to date with all the comings and goings of the Bucci program. Also, it's going to be hard to get the constellation a t-shirt cannon. How am I going to do that? People in the chat are saying, well, the constellation cannon can... fire the shots from outer space. These t-shirts could come out of the sky. Yeah, sure. Great. Nice, nice, nice one, chat. If you want to destroy the Earth, those t-shirts would hit the Earth so hard they'll cause another ice age. Ruin the Earth. People in the chat say they want to destroy the Earth. Well, there you go. There's a strong nihilist element in the chat today. The chat over there, by the way, at WFMU.org. It's the message board and chat board that runs adjacent to this show. And they're like hanging on Bucci's every word. They're not dead hanging. They're alive and kicking and hanging, if you can imagine such a thing. So actually, tonight, when you do call, and you will call, we're going to vote on... which of those three that you like? But that's not like the main thing that I want to talk about. Because we talked about that last week. I can't keep talking about the same thing. What I want to talk about... Okay, so one of the many things that happened this week was... it was Bucci's birthday this week. That's right, babe. I'm a Virgo. I don't know what my rising sign is. Virgo, I don't know what my rising sign is. Bread rising, my wife says, because I'm always rising in the middle of the night to eat bread. She's so, I almost swore, funny. But anyway, so it was my birthday, and for my birthday, my family, except for my uncle, got together and bought me, what? A grave plot. I wanted bootcut jeans. They got me the plot. Now, this gift, you know, is not in itself that surprising. People are always buying me graves. Sometimes in cemeteries, some not. I've gotten kind of used to it, like, oh, here we go. I got another hole in the earth. In fact, I've started, there's so many now, I've started storing my stuff in them. I have all my tennis stuff in a grave that's right around here in Jersey City, actually. It's cheaper than a storage space, right? 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 But this year, my family, the Bucci's, did the grave plot gift a little differently. They actually, this time, filled out the headstone for me. You know, they did all the embellishments, all the fleur-de-lises, and all the curly cues around their thing, and then they, you know, it's shaped like a hernia, you know, so it's a real squiggly grave. One of the squiggliest graves in New Jersey, not counting North Jersey. But they put the epitaph on it as well. They filled out the thing. They said, it says, "Here lies Bucci," and then underneath it says, "See below for details," and then the dates that I lived and died. They put my death date on the thing, which I'm not going to say what my death date's going to be, because that's going to come back and haunt me. And I can't. People will be like, "Oh, you said you were going to be dead by now. What?" So I don't know. I thought, see, an epitaph is something very personal. You want to. This is your last chance for you to say something. And I'm not happy with it because what I wanted to do is say something about the Bucci podcast. Say, oh, you know, look, the DJ's dead, but his podcast goes on and on and on. They don't take these things down when you're dead. And so you can go ahead and go over there to Apple Podcasts, like and subscribe, and then leave a little nice comment for Bucci. And then it will say under all that, it'll say also he's got an Instagram. Again, they don't take those things down. So there's all these ghosts of people's ghosts are still on social media. And then I'll just say, yeah, so follow them there. And then, you know, just something like that, kind of giving them the rundown of about me. And so they can kind of, it's a gravestone that is informative. Because when's the last time you saw something like that? I don't know. I'm not happy with it. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to wash it away. I really don't want this thing. I'm going to start afresh. And the thing about this grave plot is that it's so big. This thing is, they must have paid a lot of money. It's so big, it's so wide, it's so deep that I thought it would be kind of selfish for me to be in there by myself. You know, just it seems selfish, the one person taking up all that real estate. And so I thought, wouldn't it be nice if my listeners were buried with me in there as well? All of us down there, not Zachary, but everyone else snuggled down there, you know, drinking chamomile tea. So all together, rotting. And so, you know, if we're all buried together, we need epitaphs for everybody. And I don't want to have one that sums it up, like, there's a bunch of people in this grave. I want to have, everyone should get their own epitaph. So we just, like, you know, kind of list them. Bang, 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 bang. Non-sexual banks. So what I want to know, actually, literally, what do you want your epitaph to be? Epitaph?
It's pronounced epitaph.
Epitaph. So stupid. What do you want your epitaph to be?
What's your headstone gonna say?
Everybody has a strong opinion on what their epitaph's gonna be, I hope. If not, then I'm gonna be playing, I don't know. I'm gonna be playing a lot of Fugazi. which nobody wants. So that's after the break. What's your epitaph? Epitaph. All right, so right now we're going to listen to some music. We're going to listen to a song whose title is actually taken from the epitaph of the late, great Chico Marx. It's Sia, Gimme Love, only on WFMU.
With me, but babe, that's what I need. Please, now just this once. Dance, baby. You don't wanna sing with me, but babe, that's what I need. Please, now just this once. Sing, baby.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is:
what's your headstone gonna say?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Hey, wait. Now talk. You can talk now. Talk. Hey, it's Bucci. Our topic today what do you want your epitaph to be? We're doing epitaphs. So that's it. You just heard from Gimme Love by Sia from her recent 2024 album, Reasonable Woman. And listening to that, I think that Sia may have ripped off some melodies from the Beyoncé song Halo. If you listen to them, they definitely feel like, I have to listen to it, but I'm pretty sure that she ripped her off. But you know what they say, if Sia were perfect, she'd be called SZA. Caller, you got shabooch.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. You have a nice week?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Sprung
it on you.
At school, I did my test.
Yeah, what was it in?
Social studies.
Oh, I love social studies. What'd you get? C? A?
What?
You should have gotten a B for Bucci, right?
Bucci.
Henry, this is a sad thing because you are such a young person. I hate to think of you writing your epitaph now, but you have to because that's the show. So what do you think? What do you think your epitaph should be when you know many, many weeks from now when you need it? Henry?
What?
Yeah, hey, you here?
Yeah.
Hey, so what do you think what do you want on your headstone? Maybe it should be something like Bucci owes me $10.
Yeah.
Or, I have one of the fastest horses in America. Or had.
Here lies Henry. He didn't get his $10 from Bucci.
There you go. Here lies Henry. He never got it. Well.
No, not yet.
That's a very sad epitaph. Though not for me. I'm going to be standing up like, I beat him. All right, Henry. I'm sorry. We don't want to think about, you're a great caller. And, thank you for being so patient with Bucci. Have a great week. Well, started out the show writing a child's grave stone, headstone. Call you Gabucci.
Hello, Bucci.
Yeah, hello.
It's
who's this?
Franco.
Hey, Franco. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Franco, there must not... A day probably doesn't go by when you're thinking about your death. What do you think? What do you want? What do you want on your headstone when that time finally happens?
Well, this is a theoretical question because I really want to be cremated. But if I had a headstone,
yes,
this was kind of handed to me from my sister. Uh-huh. Typically, she's always trying to get me to do something, right? Like rake the leaves or wash the dishes at my mom's house, which belongs to her as well.
Okay.
And I'm always hemming and hawing and not doing it. And one day in exasperation, she just blurted out, "All as you ever want to do is make pies and draw pictures." And that's true.
Yeah.
So my headstone would say, he did exactly what he wanted to do, make pies and draw pictures.
That's a very optimistic one. I would, if I were looking down on that gravestone with my hands in my pockets, you know, one single tear dribbling down my nose, I think that would be a good one. I'm like, well, he did what he wanted to do. That's all we can ask, right?
I think so. It's difficult. It's challenging.
No, it's...
You really have to apply yourself, but it can be done. And take it from me, I'm a heck of a lot older than you, and I know, because I've been doing it all my life, and paying the price lots of times. I've really had to pay the price.
Yeah. But you know what? Nobody knows about all that price. You know, when you are finally, interned, nobody knows about all the struggles. All they know is what they look at on the gravestone, and they're like, well, that guy probably had it real easy.
Or they're probably thinking, well, in your case, they're probably thinking, gosh darn it, he owes me $10 and he went ahead and died before he paid me.
I really feel bad. Or they say, I should have called in. I should have called in.
That too.
All right. Thanks, Franco. That's very good. Very optimistic. I like it.
You're welcome. Right, goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye. Cursed. Wait. Cursed be he that moves my bones. Who's that? William Shakespeare. What's another one? Quoth the raven, nevermore. Edgar Allan Poe, which is so cringy that he actually put that on his gravestone. It would be like if Jane Austen's epitaph was, "I have pride, but I also have prejudice." Call you got shabooch. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Bucci, this is Alex.
Hey, Alex.
I got a short but sweet one.
Oh, I love that. What is it? What is it?
World's greatest dead.
World's greatest dead. Okay. What does that mean to you?
Well, like world's greatest dad, but, you know.
Yeah, sure. Sure. World's greatest dead. So, you're not a father, though, I guess, right?
Not that I know of, no.
So, you weren't a dad, but you are dead, basically.
Well, I'll be dead much longer than I'll be alive, I figure, if everything goes to plan.
Right, right. Well, except for heaven.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Alex, that was great. I love the shortness, and it was pretty sweet.
Hey.
What's another one? There's a lot of one. I was talking to Joe Magasco earlier, and he said a good one. John Peel's epitaph.
It's pronounced epitaph.
Which is what I said. His is "Teenage Dreams, So Hard to Beat." That's a good one. Michael Jackson, "The Doggone Grave Is Mine. She's Mine." Caller Igabuchi.
Can it be a tombstone?
What? Can it be a tombstone?
Yeah, for a tomb.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like a Grant's tomb kind of a thing? Like a big thing?
Yeah, as long as... Okay.
Okay, so you're going to be buried in a huge tomb. Are you saying that's what you're saying?
Cheese and pepperoni.
Wait, what's your name?
Andrew.
Okay, Andrew. So your epitaph is cheese and pepperoni?
It was an old commercial. It was like the guy was at a firing line. He's like, "What do you want on your tombstone?" You know, the pizza. It's like, "Cheese and pepperoni."
Okay, so you're taking yours from a commercial?
Yeah, 1992 approximately.
Like, was it too?
He was a little paper thin mustache on a firing line. He's about to be executed. And he's like, what do you want on your tombstone?
Oh, it was Tombstone Pizza, right? It must have been.
Yes.
The only pizza you can be buried in. That is a Bucci ad.
Bucci.
So do you want cheese and pepperoni, like a little, like drawn on the gravestone? That's a really good question.
No, I guess probably I would go with Royal Tenenbaum and died heroically while rescuing his family from a burning wreck.
Right. That was what is it called? The Magnificent Ambersons? What is it? Oh, Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Maybe you could have like a QR code that links to where you can buy the Royal Tenenbaums on there.
You know,
as well.
Thank God I didn't get a barcode tattoo when I was 20 because I was like so edgy. Like now, you know, they keep advancing; it would be so dated.
Right. Yeah. And you've softened since. Your edges have been smoothed off.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank Bye. You know what? There's like a lot of famous ones. His name was written in water, which is Johnny Carson. There's this really famous ballerina, hard word to say, Anna Pavlova, who said, this is a good one, get my swan costume ready. Get my swan costume ready. I love an order on a team, on one. My wife, my recent wife, her epitaph is going to be Bucci's wife. She died doing what she loved, watching Suits. Man, that's a good show. Caller Ego Bucci.
Hey, Jim, I'm ready.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Zachary. Hey, Bucci, how are you?
C-Y. I'm fine. How are you?
Hey.
Real quick.
I'm a little sad. Real quick.
Yeah.
What? Every time, Bucci.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just like to, I keep it, keep it breezy here, you know?
I don't think you keep it breezy at all. I think it's when I call, you get upset. For some reason.
No, you should see me right now, Zachary. I have a huge smile on my face right now. It's a huge... You ever see the Soundgarden deck?
I've never known you to smile, Bucci.
Music video? Black Hole Sun? My smile is like that.
Oh, you're like that? Oh
yeah,
my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah. So just picture that, and I'm talking to you. Zachary.
They're talking about the 90s.
Zachary, not that I want to talk about your death, but what do you think... What do you want your epitaph to say? What do you want that gravestone to say? I gotta stop clicking.
Better than Bucci. No, not really, but...
That doesn't... People aren't gonna know what that means, unless we're buried next to each other.
It's irrelevant. That's the whole point. Then people who care, they'll look it up. They're like, what the hell was this Bucci? You're so
yeah, they're gonna find it. They're gonna find an auto parts store if there's no, hair salon, you know?
So you're saying WFMU's archives aren't gonna be around in the future. You're not matter.
No, well,
you're
I'm
irrelevant.
I mean, no, no. No. I really talked myself into an insult there.
Aren't you publishing a book of your adages, right?
Well, I would hope that other people are publishing that for me. I have a lot on my plate, like salads and steaks and stuff like that.
What license do you have under the adages?
Hmm? Is this what
you're...
See, this is why I like keeping it... Yes, it's
GPL?
Creative Commons. Yeah, anyone can use it, and anyone can reuse it and edit it to their heart's content. This is why I like to keep things quick, because we're getting bogged down in whatever the hell we're getting bogged down in. So give me a solid answer. What do you want your epitaph to be?
My epitaph to be... Well, you mentioned the QR code. I was going to do like a referential... Go somewhere else, because then it could be really long. Because media, really.
Yeah. So I would say more Airbnbs. That's what I think yours should be.
For Airbnb?
No, more, please. More Airbnbs.
What? See, that would be if you wrote it to spite me.
Yes.
You're like, how you're dancing on Henry's grave or whatever, because you outlasted him, killing the poor kid when he's young.
I didn't kill him.
I didn't have to pay him. And you're saying, oh, Zachary loved Airbnbs. You're just spitting on everyone's grave.
No. I'm not spitting on everyone's grave. All right, I got to go. I don't know what that sound was. He's hawking. I would never spit on someone's grave. You know, I would. No, you know what I would do is I would spit into a cup, and then I'd spit it so much it would fill up a 40 bottle, a 40-ounce beer bottle, and then pour that on the grave. So it's not it's saliva, but it's also kind of a tribute as well. Every kiss begins with K. That would be a good epitaph if your name is K. You know what Ken's, station manager Ken's epitaph's going to be? He told me. It's iHeartRadio. Because he just loves radio. Caller Ego Bucci. Hello?
Bucci.
Yeah. Who's this?
You got Dino.
Hey, Dino. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
And oh. Yep, fine. Dino, what do you want your epitaph to be?
Well, I'm sure you've heard the phrase before, it doesn't cost anything to be kind.
Yeah, sure.
So my epitaph would be,
your
it doesn't cost anything to be
headstone
kind.
Gonna say.
Like being a hater ain't free.
Okay, so say it again. I need to get my head around that. What would it say?
So it would say, people say it doesn't cost anything to be kind.
Yes.
As if being a hater ain't free.
Yeah, that's good.
And then maybe the little purple smiling devil emoji at the bottom.
Sure, sure.
Engrave that in.
Yeah, they're putting emojis on graves all the time now. So I have the little sideways. I hope I get a little sideways melting face. You know, that one just like. Mm.
Maybe a bucket hat emoji.
Yeah, I haven't made one of those yet though.
It's coming.
Oh, okay, so you got the info, huh? So yeah, Dino. That's so are you a hater? Or I don't, where are you coming from in this epitaph? Like, what is it expressing about yourself?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, just hating the passersby at the cemetery.
Yeah, it's kind of like zinging them, like, oh. They read the first part, and then they're like, what? All right.
Zings from beyond the grave.
Ah, the best singers. All right, see you, Dino. Yeah, good, wait. There's some music. Yeah, you know what you could do if you're really kind of zinging someone beyond the grave is we have your epitaph is like, please sit in front of my gravestone and contemplate my life. And then when you sit down, there's like a whoopee cushion buried like just an inch under the dirt and it goes. And then super embarrassing. 201-209-9368. We're taking I want to know what your epitaphs are. What do you want your epitaph to be? That final sentence in your life. I told you I was sick. The classic one by Spike Milligan, the British comedian. And then his partner on the Goons was Peter Sellers would be like, I was sick. And it showed. What's another one? There's a lot of famous ones. And you know, they cost money. There's some of these things called $30 a word on these things. So people try to keep it brief. Like, don't try, like the Charles Bukowski one, don't try. And he didn't try. You read those things, you're like, he's not even trying. No, no, no! That's my mother's gravestone. 201-209-9368. We're taking epitaphs. Where's my EpiPen? Oh, God, why am I echoing? Where's my EpiPen? That's a good one. If you're allergic to bees, you know? And you could, like, question mark, exclamation point, exclamation point. You know, there's a, on the other side of this kind of question about what your epitaph to be, you should also, I'm also kind of thinking, not at the same time, but like, what are your last words going to be? Like, I kind of really want to kind of prepare for what my last words are, you know? Just so I make sure I don't say anything stupid or like cry out. You know, I could just, you know, obviously it's probably going to be,
Bucci.
Or I'll probably be very weak, so I'll be like,
Bucci.
That doesn't sound that weak. You know what Frank Sinatra's last words are? I'm losing it. That's real. His last words, I'm losing it. That's haunting, Daddy-O. Caller Ego Bucci.
Booch?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hi, Bucci. It's Kelly Jones, the bookkeeper.
Oh, hey, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear from you.
Good to talk to you. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you. What do you have an opinion on what your epitaph should be?
I do. And I was just at Bonaventure Cemetery in Savannah, that creepy old
is that
timey,
yeah, is that like the Midnight of Garden of Good and Evil, like that
Eve,
kind of
yeah
Eve's Bayou.
It inspired me to look forward to death more.
Yeah, I would love to be in a gothic scenario if you're buried in this super gothic interesting place.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
So
Yeah, I've had this nailed for some time. I'm a huge sleeper.
Yeah.
My answer to every problem is take a nap, so my epitaph is just going to be, she was well rested.
So that's locked in. That was real.
That's total. I've been telling people that for years. So
she was well rested. You're going to do that one? That's happening.
Oh yeah. Okay. Like sleep is like my partner in life.
Yeah, and then your last words could be like night night or something like that.
Nighty night.
Nighty night.
Nighty night. All right. Have a good show.
Thank you, Kelly. Thanks
Love
for calling.
You.
Bye. Yeah, you want to be buried in a beautiful cemetery, you know, like in Greenwood Cemetery, where a lot of Bucci's ancestors are born, are interned, and Basquiat, and who else is born? Bernstein, Leno, Leo. And you don't want to be just buried off the Jackie Robinson Parkway, everyone looking at you. Caller, you got Bucci. No, you don't. Hold on. This button. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello, Bucci.
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
This is Leo.
Hey, Leo, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How about you?
Yeah. So what do you, Leo, I hope you don't die.
So do I.
Yeah. Well, but when that happens, like immediately after you get off this phone call, what do you want the epitaph to say?
Like if you like died in like a big hot dog eating contest.
If
like,
you, so you're going to die in a hot dog eating contest? That's a pretty good epitaph, actually. You may. Okay, so
at least I beat Joey Chestnut.
Right, Joey Chestnut. Right, and then Joey Chestnuts will be at least I lost to Leo and that killed me or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, so you're gonna have a hot dog base. Is it gonna be shaped like a hot dog at least?
Well, it could be like shaped like a big bottle of like mustard or ketchup or something.
Yeah. So I've never seen a squeezable gravestone. Is that a Bucci adage? Yes.
Bucci.
So it would be great if you squeezed it and all of a sudden, what? What?
You could attach one of those ketchup pumps, like, to the gravestone.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I know those ketchup pumps. Oh, I see, like, they have at Wendy's, and you're just like, you know, you can just get some ketchup to go, please.
Yeah, you're like, I'm at the cemetery, I'll have some. Let's say you were, like, at the beach or whatever.
Yes.
And you thought you were walking on sand, but it was quicksand. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this is the worst vacation ever.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Thanks, Leo. Quicksand is one of those things that you hear a lot about when you're a kid, and you're like, oh, I'm going to die in quicksand. But then you're like, there is no such thing as quicksand. Caller, Shagat Shabooch.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
This is Peter from Florida,
hey,
formerly of New Jersey.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
I'm good. And I remember, remember Frangry? She had a show and she did this. What would your obituary be?
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm not doing obituaries. I'm doing epitaphs. So it's different.
Or you're right. Your obituary headline. And I'm going to use the same one I used then because I thought it was clever. My name is Peter.
Yes.
And my headline or my epitaph is going to be Petered Out. Get it?
Yeah, no. Wait, is that part of it? Petered Out and then it says get it underneath?
I guess petered out, dot, dot, dot.
Get it? And then dot, dot, dot. Get it?
Don't you like
dot, dot, dot. Get it?
You mentioned that, yeah, that cemetery in Brooklyn.
Yeah, Greenwood, yeah.
All the famous people buried there.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of a mausoleum,
A mausoleum
or whatever, you see my graveyard, it just says
Great
petered
story.
Out.
Yeah, that's good. It's sad.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do like it. I think it's sad, and it's going to look good on the gravestone that we're all buried in. In the grave that we're all buried in.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Peter, thanks very much. I was reading in the Washington Post that when Q-Tip dies, it's going to say, I kicked it. You like that one, Billy?
I love it. That's my kind of humor right there.
That's my kind of humor. Merv Griffin's was I Will Not Be Right Back, and Joan Crawford, This Is Great. Don't You Dare Ask God to Help Me. 201-209-9368, we got 10 minutes left, and we're talking about what your epitaph to be. And if you haven't called before, and you're like, man, I'm stuck. I'm going to, what am I going to have on this crazy gravestone?
What's your headstone going to say?
Caller, you got your booch.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Oh, it's Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Bucci. How you doing?
Wait, hold on, Bucci. Hold on.
Yes?
I'm just hearing you too many times, Bucci.
One too many, huh?
Two too many.
Wait, you don't want to talk to me anymore? You can go talking about the ghost in your head. All right, Mrs. Bucci, this is my...
Hi, Mrs. Bucci.
Hi, Billy Jam says hi.
Oh, hi, Billy Jam.
She says hi. Okay, so do
I'm
you...
I'm really excited for your show, Billy Jam.
Okay, so is that what you want your epitaph to be? Hi, Billy Jam?
That'd be a weird one.
All right, what is it? Real quick.
Well, I don't really have anything. I'm very curious because you never liked talking about death. And I always, I have my whole funeral planned.
Yes.
All the music we're going to play.
Well, yes.
All the Kiss songs I want played.
You have many Kiss songs, yep.
You never want to discuss it with me.
Well, I like to be in control of the conversation if I'm talking about death. Like, I don't want people to talk about death. I want to be in control because then I can control how scared I am.
Yeah, okay.
What about I was dead, so they buried me? That'd be a pretty good one.
I don't know. That feels like an AI robot wrote it.
Well, it didn't. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, I locked her call. There you go. Claudia Gabooch, she.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who is this?
This is Matthew from Florida.
Matthew. Florida representing today. All right, Matthew, what do you say? I mean, I don't want you to die, but I do want you to be buried with me. And so when we finally go together, what do you want to be written on this very, 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 very long headstone?
How about, where's the beef?
And you maybe it should say, where's the beef? And you're like 6 feet under. That's where it is.
Yeah.
Because we're all beef, basically.
Yeah, that'd be good. But yeah, where's the beef? Because I hear people shouting it in the streets.
Really? People so maybe in Florida, people in Florida are still shouting, where's the beef, huh?
Yeah, they are. It's weird.
Hmm. Those commercials, those Wendy's commercials just got down there?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, where's the beef? I do like that, especially if it references you. And you're like, oh, because we like to think of ourselves as beef.
Right, it's beefy, yeah.
Very beefy. All right, Matthew, thanks. Call you got Bucci. Chi.
Yeah,
hello, who's this? A lot of guys.
Hey, Bucci, this is Seth.
Yeah, hey, Seth. So what do you want your, what would you want yours like to be? Like, died in a hotel room? That'd be a good one.
I died in a hotel room.
Yeah,
no,
I died in a hotel room.
I don't think so, man. Not that one.
Okay, so what do you want?
So I've been thinking, and I think I got it.
Okay.
Your feet in the clouds and your head in the ground.
All right, so the Pixies. You're going to reference the Pixies, finally? That's your final thought?
Well, I didn't realize that. Yeah. But the thing about it is that the headstone of the mirror and that phrase is written in lipstick, so it looks like a woman written on it.
Okay, or you. People, you can write things in lipsticks just as much as a lady.
Yeah, I could.
Maybe that should be your epitaph. Epitaph.
I would run a woman like it. It looks like it.
Give me that epitaph,
okay.
Baby.
All right, man, that's a good one. All right, wait, did you call last week about a mirror? You got mirrors on your brain, don't you?
Yeah, I kept thinking, and I couldn't think of anything else, so I just thought of what I've already
You just kind of reused the time. That is not allowed. Caller, that's sorry. Goodbye. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. Good evening.
Hey, who's this?
This is Brett calling from Flint.
Oh, hey, Brett. How you doing tonight?
Sorry, I got a bit of a sore throat tonight.
Oh, okay. Just mask up.
Yeah, for real. I tested negative, though.
Good. So what do you want? You could say a good epitaph would be, I tested positive for death.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want? What do you want it to be?
Well, it's funny. I own my own plot. My grandma willed it to me.
Oh, that's cool. Just like me.
Yeah, so I got Flint Memorial Park up there on Tort Highway. Yeah, I got a little land.
It's all there, huh? What is it like? Are you under a tree, or is it in a nice area? Or you
no,
smack against
like
that fence?
The flat ones. It's like a big field. They got some trees around the periphery, but it's basically, it's like my grandpa, my grandma, and then I guess me.
Nice. I mean, that's really nice. Do you go and visit it ever? I visited.
Yeah, I visited it. Yep, I did in the spring. So
interesting.
Yeah, I try to visit.
And you're like, one day. One day I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I don't know, but I kind of want to get cremated.
Yeah. Well, you can still be. Can you still be buried and be cremated?
It's a rhetorical question, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think so. You got to put it somewhere. I mean, what are you gonna do with this urn?
You can take it. You can take it all over, or have somebody else, I guess, take it all over the place. Yeah.
It's an interesting thought. When you're visiting your grave, it's an interesting. And there's nothing written on it yet, right?
No.
Okay.
I just own the land.
But
your gravestone has your birth and death date. Right?
Yeah, I know. It's already locked in. So, what do you want your epitaph when you finally go under there? What do you want it to be?
Graveyards, they can be, kind of sad, so I thought I'd bring a little bit of levity to
sure,
it.
Sure. Okay, well, how would you do that?
Okay, the gravestone, it would be a very large granite letter X.
Okay.
And then the epitaph would say, if you're not down with BPH, my initials, or it could be Bucci Nation.
Yep, sure.
If you're not down with BPH, I got two words for you.
Yeah. Yes.
And then, the other part would be on the back of the grave.
Yes. Okay. So, what is it? What would it say, Brett, on the other side of the grave? Well, we're all hanging on to every word here.
They would say it on network TV. I mean, I don't. S it basically.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to be dirty.
No. Thank you for not being dirty. Like. Okay, so because sometimes people don't like they don't like their tombstones to go blue.
Yeah, for real.
All right. See ya, Brett. Caller Igabuchi, real quick.
Hello.
Yep. Hello. Yes.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Mike in El Segundo.
Oh, okay. Mike in El Segundo. What do you got?
I left my wallet.
Well, this is what I want to do. I want to die having a really major, major, huge orgasm, and then my epitaph on my memorial tree will read,
it's pronounced epitaph.
Okay. Filthy. Thanks. There is no way I'm going to allow that on my tombstone. Under that gentleman, I forgot his name, it's just going to be a blank. He's like, he's in there. Friggin' finally. That's a good one. Right. So we're almost there. If you want to call in real fast, there's a couple more famous ones I want to talk about. Let's see. No, I guess that's it. Hey! You know what the most important epitaph is? It's on all of the DJs here at WFMU's Tombstones. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. Until then, up next is the man, Billy Jam. Put the needle on the record. Remember, who listens to Bucci and cares about you? You do, Chee.